My work relates very much to architecture, where I, you know, go to a specific site, and for this one it's the Opera House, Sydney Opera House, and look at the beams of the inside of the Opera House, and then take those patterns and then get it cut in the aluminium and then start manipulating it and painting on it.
This is kind of going in another direction. So many of the figurative works were relating back to a kind of humanist, you know, understanding of the world. This is kind of arguably not, is it? What's it doing? What do you think this is?
I think it's manipulating a kind of landscape, architectural landscape.
You did say it, but I'm just going to ask you about the materiality. You had it laser cut, did you say?
I did, CNC routed, and it's a building product as well.
Which is what, an aluminium?
Aluminium composite.
Alu panel, which has got foam in between. Yeah, and then, but how on earth? So alu panel is it's a very thin sheet of aluminium on one side, a laminate, another sheet of aluminium on this side with a foam insert. So it's great insulation normally on surfaces of buildings, but it does usually have a very rugged edge here. So how do you? Which is where the little foam bit is. It doesn't look so nice because you don't normally see that. So how have you treated that with the orange?
I completely sand it first, and then I a gesso in the middle, and then
filled it up to then.
Yeah.
Whatever. But then you somehow, because was this the original colour of the alu panel?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. And this one as well?
No.
Sprayed the one side. Yeah. So one of the problems when you are dealing with the kind of abstract is if you're moving into the purity, you know, of the materials and the purity of the form, then you kind of can't be gunky. There's some sculptures around here which have been boldly handled, and the handling kind of works with the nature of the story that the sculpture is telling. If you're going down the purest line, and to a certain extent Roberts is the same, then it's kind of got to just say what it's got to say, nothing extra. So that's a real challenge for sculptors, because they're working with physical materials, and you've got to be very expert in terms of containing the voice of that physical material so it doesn't say extra things that you know don't want it to. And I think this is a great example of just containing it very, very beautifully.
Did you toy around with different colour combinations, or did you have those colours in mind from the very beginning?
I do. I make quite a few of them, so I do have works that are of different colour. But I knew this one with the shape, because I spray it first, and then I manipulate it, and then I, you know, paint the edges, and I kind of knew which colours I wanted.
It reminds me of someone twirling a ribbon around.
Yeah, I was thinking a man's tie. Just sort of, that's nice.
Thank you. Yeah, there's also the dynamism thing, isn't there? Movement, all those elements inevitably come into it. And there's a guy called Paul Selwood, a sculptor who we've kind of touched on his work a little bit. He starts with shows at Waters Gallery where I show, so I know his work well. He starts with an A4 sheet of paper, and he makes a tear there and a cut there and a line there, and he then folds it, and he then makes it in huge, you know, 10 millimetre plate steel. So you go into this gallery and you think, oh, isn't that fantastic? Actually, it's an A4 sheet of paper, you know, folded in that way. My question, therefore, is how many different kind of folds could you make out of this, and do you... let's say it's a ribbon, OK?
So many.
Again, it's pretty endless, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And you can go bigger and then more possibilities as well.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.